Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Aya. I'm the supervisor on floor. How may I help you today?
Yes, I am a. I've been a customer of yours for a year and a half. I've sent many people over to you. They may not have always given my name, but I have recommended you highly. I've bought a lot of your products and been happy with all of them, including the cream, the roll-on. I just recently bought your probiotic, which is new to me. And since December of 2020, I started using your Omax Pure Tincture CBD oil. And when it first came, you know, the directions said a dropper full. And when I would do a dropper full, sometimes you had markings on it, on the dropper. Sometimes it would go up to the 0.25. Sometimes it would go up to the 5. Only rarely would it go up to 0.75. And I don't know if you document your calls, but back that December, I called and spoke to a helpful customer service person. And they said, you know, yeah, some that it is a problem with some people that they can't, you know, they don't get the full amount out. And what he suggested was, you know, pull up whatever, you know, let's say you pull up 0.5, put it under your tongue, hold it there while you get the other 0.5 pulled up. And that way you get the first, the full 1 mL dose. And so that's what I've been doing for almost a year until I opened yesterday, because I ordered 2 at a time. And so that lasts me, you know, 60 days, you know, several months, 2 at a time. And so yesterday when I opened it, I opened the first bottle and I thought, huh, where are the markings? I noticed the cap was different. It was more childproof. That was a little bit of a pain, but I can understand that. But then when I opened, when I pulled it up, it was like, hey, there's no markings. I tried to do a dropper, and it was just like before. Sometimes it came up partway. Sometimes it came up higher. I didn't know how much I was getting. And so I went in the trash, and dirty trash, I will say, and cleaned off the dropper that I had thrown out, and I got the old jar out of the recycle. And I've just taken a picture of it, which I can send, because I was told that you never had the markings, which is just not true. You know?
All right. So give me, I'm so sorry for the interruption. Let me make sure the right account was transferred with the call. Confirm your name and address for me, please.
Yes, it's Roxanne Javid, 1820 East Beldemar Drive, apartment 144, Tempe, Arizona, 85283.
Thank you. And your email is roxanne.javid@gmail.com?
Right. Right.
Okay. So go ahead and send that email real quick. I'm about to have our admin department look for it right quick and see, because on a typical basis, we don't too often handle the products hand on regarding the markings that you're referencing. There could have been and there could not have been. I'm not 100% certain, so I'm going to get you the best answer possible. Because I do know we recently did a update regarding some packaging designs, so that could very well be part of it.
Yeah,
I'm just not 100%
certain. It's a different dropper for sure, because I can tell by looking at it. But at the very least, they need the markings back. I mean, there are people that I take other supplements, and I checked with my physician. I'm 68, you know, and that he said that 8 mg dose, yeah, that's perfect, you know. Try to be consistent. Other people are on other medicines that could interfere. There are people with arthritis in my age group, not me, but or have MS. And so everybody's dropper isn't necessarily uniform. And when you get to the bottom of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's really hard to get, you know, you just get out little bits. You don't know how much is a drop. I mean, I'm able to use the whole jar with the other thing, because I just squeeze out what I can, put it under my tongue, and keep going. So I haven't finished. I mean, I just started typing this while she was going to transfer. So it's going to take me another 5 minutes to do it. But I will send it over. And, yeah, I would like an answer. I mean, if there's any more of those old droppers around, I wouldn't mind you sending me some that I can use with these two. But if you can't, I'll use the dirty one and just, you know, hope it's sanitary.
Give it a good boil.
Yeah, because it did go in bathroom trash, so if you know what I mean. So it's
yes,
not
ma'am.
The cleanest environment, and where wipes and all that end up going, and so it's like gross. But you know, that's the way it is. You know, so
right.
Okay. Well, I will send this to you, and hopefully, do I have to put any other information? I guess my name, address, all that stuff?
Well, your email address, as long as you're emailing from the same one we have on your account, which is roxanne.javid@gmail.com, it'll automatically link your account to it. Now, of course, I'm not going to be able to provide you this answer immediately over the phone.
I certainly understand. And what's your name?
My name is Aya, and I'm the supervisor on the floor.
Okay, that's a pretty
name. Well, actually, ma'am, I am the highest supervisor, A-I-Y-A.
A-Y-I-A. I mean, and I love your products. I've been, you know, just referred a bunch of people to it yesterday on a big website.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people with medical issues that I said, this has really been worked for me. You know, and I mean, this has 3,000 followers. So I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I'm going to leave it up there for now, but it will be a problem for these people to get a dropper that doesn't have markings. I just know they won't be able to
I do understand.
We do appreciate
our customers' feedback regarding this, because, again, we don't typically hands-on always see all of the different designs that are the different updates that are made to packagings with our products, unfortunately. So, again, this is an apology that I do hope you sincerely understand. We did not mean to upset you.
I do. Yeah, I tend to be forceful when something is irritating. So I'm sorry. And I'm sure the manufacturers, it just says use one full, take one full dropper. Well,
right.
I'm telling you, the full dropper on the new dropper is bigger than the full dropper on the other one. Just looking at it, because it's wider. It's a bigger, has a bigger hole. I mean, mm-hmm. it's different. So, you know, without the consistent markings, I would be very surprised that this will last me 60 days. Because I use one, you know what I mean? It's 60 mls is the total. I use 1 mL a night. And I've been doing it for 11 months. So, or close to 11 months, 10 and a half months. So I know exactly how long this lasts me. That was your directions on the other box were the same. It says take one full dropper, except the difference was you had the markings and the 1 mL wasn't all the way up to the top. It was about halfway.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a smaller tube.
Gotcha. Yes,
so
ma'am.
Maybe I should take a picture of the two, even though it's oily, the two side by side.
Yes, I can most definitely recommend that.
I will do that.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to clear my throat in your ear. I do know in the event that we are unable to provide you with additional droppers like that, I know Amazon usually has the little like pipette droppers. I know it'd
right.
be like a hassle for you, but at the same time, in the event we are unable to go back to the
right.
ones with the markers,
well, I'll use the dirty one and clean it.
Give it a good boil first. Yeah, give
yeah,
it a good
no,
boil
I will.
First.
I will for sure. But that's what I'll do. But yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And I'll, like I said, it might take me a few minutes because I took the picture on my phone and I'm typing it on my laptop and it has to transfer and all that stuff. But I'm going to work on it right now and get it to you.
No problem.
Okay, thank
and
you so much.
No
You're
problem. They'll get
it
back with you.
The right people.
Yes, ma'am. They'll get back with you as soon as they have an answer.
Oh, I know. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
No problem, Roxanne, and thank you for calling OMAX Health. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.